Welcome back to another week of the A&B podcast. And all right, so boom. I'm here with some good people because my people are never not good. Let them know what it is, Stair.
Yo, what up? It's your boy Stair, aka the finesse fella, aka Papa Stair, aka the big homie by the stairs. I'm ready to be here. I'm ready to do it. Let's get it.
Yes, sir. And always, like I said, we're here with some good people because my people are never not good. And we're here with some very special guests from the All Right So Boom podcast, Sincere and Dre. Give it up for them, everybody. And to commemorate this big gathering of two podcasts, I prepared a smorgasbord of shots of Henny for everybody to taste. So if anybody want to raise their cup up.
Cheers to the club.
I got to drink all this?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, I'm the only one that's working up. Cool.
my mouth had that big.
I'm only
not a Henny guy.
So you're not a Henny guy?
Nah. Just give me some Douce, though.
No, the Henny.
Like, what was you drinking? Wait, what was you drinking before you found out about Douce?
Not Henny.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Because I'm in New York, it's vodka and shit like that.
So you're telling me niggas in New York is not drinking Henny?
I didn't say that.
I feel like if we go pull up a video of like Pop Smoke when he was first coming out, it's nothing but Henny bottles.
Well, he would be underage, so that'd be illegal. So
that's true, too. But I digress. You definitely got to stand up a little bit.
All right,
we're not worried about that.
We're going to edit it out.
Pretty much to get into it, man, how's everybody been? Anybody want to jump out there with how their week has been or how they've been over the last couple of weeks? Or
why are you, I just started working from home, so you know, life is good. Saving gas.
Hey, working from home is a different
pajamas all day if I choose to. But I ain't gonna hold you. For somebody that's been home for a week, I got a lot of dirty clothes. I'm like, damn. So every chance I get to go outside, I'm putting something on.
I'm not even gonna lie to you. And I review this on the podcast. I wear the same fit. Like, I ain't even gonna hold you. Because I ain't going nowhere. Like, I'm literally in the crib. I shower, of course. Don't get it wrong or twisted. But, like, literally, I alternate between, like, maybe, like, these two shirts and, like, these. Then that one pair of pants. And then the next week, I just switch to another pair of pants. And
that one inspired
because your clothes are piled up. So like it's just man, I can't fade doing laundry that often. It's annoying. So
yeah, outside of going to my part time because I actually have to like wear clothes because I work in a department store, so I have to actually get dressed for work. Other than that, I got my two pair of sweatpants. Okay, we got burgundy pair, we got a blue pair. Mm-hmm. Okay, and you got a nice big fitted like hoodie and my snuggie, and that's all she wrote. That's all
it's
I need.
It's a comfortable
right
home fit. That's pretty much all you need, realistically. Nice, good pair of sweatpants. Like you said, would you say a hoodie?
Or
I'd be
in a crib.
It's a little cold outside.
I feel all day.
My mom be thinking something is wrong with me. Like, I'm like, nothing, bro. Like, I'd be just in a crib with my hood on. Like, it's cool here.
I'd be thinking you folks just be bored, though. That's how I be feeling, at least. Like, for real. Like, because, like before I moved and I was in the crib, like, my dad would just ask me, like, random shit. And I'm like, bro, like, I'm, like, kind of working. So, like.
Oh, while you're at work.
Yeah. And I'm like, but I'm, like, home. So, it's like, you can access me. So, it's kind of just like, well, I see you sitting here. Don't tell me you're at work. You know what I mean? Like, I see you. So, it's like.
Yeah. We definitely have been, like, recording the show. Like, and we record, like, in my basement or whatever. So, like, my dad will be doing, like, LaShawn. Y'all down there recording?
I'm it's like,
no one's recording. Like, he's like, oh, my bad.
Right.
And then we'll continue the conversation with me, though. And then, like, try to, like, shut the door slowly.
It's like, bro.
When we first realized he do, we both just, like, in the middle of the conversation, like.
Like, we both just, like.
Did he just.
I started living with interruptions because I just was like, all right, whatever, bro. Because we had episodes like really early on where like
Bryce's boss was just standing and be like,
yeah, what you guys doing? What you guys up to? I'm like, we're recording the podcast, Dad. And he's like, what do you mean? And I'm just like,
my mom still calls it a blog.
Yes,
she does.
She said it last night.
Yeah, she'd be like talking. And I mean, it's cute though, because she'd be like talking to her friends about me and shit. Like, this is her way of showing her love. She like tells everyone.
Your parents don't like, they tell other people.
Yeah, not
me. How much they like
they
you.
Don't
I know,
tell
yeah.
me.
Like,
she
I know it all too well.
She's fair.
Yeah, other people are around.
I'm telling you.
They brag.
I'm telling you. I had somebody that I ain't never met before who worked with my dad. He's like, man. Your dad loves you so much, you have no idea. And I was like,
Rats.
I said, my dad?
Me? This one?
If I go anywhere in like the downtown area or anywhere like near Cherry Hill, anybody from Baltimore listen to this. My parents, my mom doesn't claim Cherry Hill, but my dad does faithfully. But if I go anywhere near those two places, somebody comes out of the cut like, they call my father Shaky because he played basketball back in the day. Like, you Shaky daughter?
That's a good nickname, bro. I'm not even gonna lie to you. You're like, who?
Bro, I'm with my father and like somebody who like crossed you like, Shaky!
Shaky's a good nickname. That's a good nickname. He was the shit. He was the niggas up for real.
And I can see that for my man.
I gotta find his high school pics so I can show you. He dead ass was fucking it up. He was sad that I didn't play basketball. He was really trying to get me to.
Yo, you were uncoordinated. I'm so glad. I'm so glad you did.
I have none.
I'm so glad you did.
I have zero coordination.
Archer probably wouldn't be your friend because you did that.
My hand-eye coordination is not.
It's not up there.
It's not up there. It's okay.
Because you got other skills.
Yeah, I'm good voice.
That's why God made me good with my voice. Because my hands a little trash.
For sure, Alistair. What about you, man? How you been? What's been shaking with you?
My week, you know, I always been doing some shit and I always getting to some shit. So this week, car troubles. So I was like, you know, I'm gonna be a responsible adult. I'm gonna take my Jetta into the Volkswagen. Volkswagen Rockford.
So they said you never go to the dealership. No, but it was like a major issue.
So I was like, all right, I gotta, it's like check engine.
You said it was a major issue?
Yeah.
You never go to the
dealership. I'm sharp. So I walk in and they're like, yeah, just to look at the car, 197. I said, 197? Instantly mad. So like, I was like, yo, I'm not getting an Uber. I'm gonna walk. So I walk from...
Oh, that's why you posted that on your story. Bruh,
I walked from Rockville to Crib.
Why don't you let somebody know, bro? I was just mad. I really spent 197.
Just for them to look at the jump. So then, get to the crib.
Wait, so you paid it?
Get to the crib. Now, hold on. Get to the crib.
Oh, no.
Got it checked out because... I have a daughter, so I always have to be safe with the car.
Right. Yeah.
So they looked at it, then they called me and said, hey, so to fix the car, we're gonna need this and this. The first thing was like a valve, it was like 380. I was like, 380. The next thing was
Is that parts and labor?
Or just parts?
That's just parts.
Nah, come on.
Hold on, I got you. Second part, he was like, yeah, some vacuum. It might mess up your brake assistance. So just a heads up. That's gonna be $1,900. I said, $1,900? I said, get my car,
yeah,
get my keys.
Give me my car.
I go to my man's Mr. Lee down the street from my mom's, and he was like, yeah, honestly, I'm gonna reset your system. If the check engine light come back on, we can come back in maybe like $300 for the whole thing. I said,
good luck.
Yo, why you go to the dealership? After they charged me to replace the battery in my remote, I said, I'm never coming back
in
here.
That's disrespectful.
I was already getting some service. And it was not... So, like, it's $150 to get, like, a whole new drone. But just to change, like, the battery inside of it, it was like... He was like, yeah, we can change the battery for you. And I was like, how much that gonna cost? He was like... It's like $50, and I was like,
$50.
Nah, dog.
I said, give me my keys back.
Fix this. Damn, that's wild as hell, though, bro. That man was really trying to tax you like that.
Man, I was.
I'm glad you found somebody else.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I just wanted to get what the gauge of the issue was. I didn't think they were going to cost me 197.
You should just took it to Advance Auto, let them give you the codes, and then went to
wherever you need to go.
You could have saved that 197.
Yeah, you could have.
That's a right lesson learned.
It's a blessing that I have it, though.
It be like that sometimes, though.
Ain't got to go exercise. Got your cardio.
Man, I was clearing my head. I was calling people on the phone. And now it's too cold. I got to put my hands in my pockets. So I was like, oh, Lord.
I definitely didn't get a call. Yeah,
that's crazy. Who's at work? What you mean?
I work from home, bro.
You're still at work?
I'm about to say
when you at home.
You call me when I'm at home, at work, I don't be caring. I pop the phone up and sit.
But as for me, my week was pretty chill. You know me, I just be going to the gym, working out, cooling it. Working on shit for the podcast.
Don't just cut it off like that.
I'm not just cutting it off like that. Because the weekend is usually when things start to pick up a little bit. So over the weekend, on, well, actually, I talked about it last week, and I helped direct the music video for an artist by the name of Sun Masi, who's, like, from, like, the White Oak area. It was dope. The song's called TikTok. Check it out when you get a chance. It cranks. And then this weekend, Jay Otto had an album release party for his new project called Chosen that just dropped. Great project.
Great project. Because
I've been like, great with him working project. On, like, just kind of capturing a little bit of the story of him working on his project.
Hearing Otto, hearing Amo in a fucking Afrobeats pocket was amazing.
Yeah. He did his thing. But it's a really dope album. I think it has a little bit of everything for everybody on there. So depending on whatever type of music you like, there's definitely a vibe on there for you. But his girlfriend put together a really amazing party, and it was super dope. She got him a plaque or whatever.
She got him a plaque.
It is.
So that was really dope, and I'm just glad that I got to be a part of something like that. Yeah. I thought that was pretty special. So I'm just excited to see where, like, the music and his, like, musical career goes from here. And then I got back on Clubhouse this week. That was another, like, highlight, I think, as well. Clubhouse, and I've seen your face. Clubhouse, it has its moments, but, like, this week I actually, like, heard.
I feel like it's the door that you open up in the clubhouse.
Yeah, for sure. Like, for sure.
Yeah.
So you gotta like, peek your head in there every now and again to kind of see what niggas is on. But other than that, man, what else did I do this week? That was pretty much it. I had some little minor tacos today, too. The little tacos you dip in the little consumer.
Ooh.
Yeah. Torch. Amazing.
I made some salmon tacos earlier this week.
That sounds fire. I'm not gonna lie. What kind of sauce you put on salmon tacos?
I did like a teriyaki type of, like,
I was thinking also like a ginger something.
I did a little teriyaki with a little brown sugar type situation. I ain't gonna get y'all the details now. But
if she wants the sauce, I'll
trying to keep the recipe for herself.
You know what I'm saying? I'll be out too much. It was good.
Word.
Because I missed Taco Tuesday. I was mad because I had to work. Like, I had this whole plan. We were supposed to go to some taco place. I don't know. We found some taco
out and do tacos?
Yeah.
Well, they do. It was some place that we found. I followed this girl on Twitter, Charm City Tables.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's so lit.
And, bro, she be getting me hip to all of these, like, black-owned spots and shit, like, that I'm not hip to. And, like, every day I get even more.
Black-owned tacos. Oh, yeah.
And we found some taco spot, and they do, like, so basically you get, like, a whole, like, jar, like, six tacos and nachos in a box for, like, $30.
Okay.
Yeah, see?
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah. But that was supposed to be our thing. Well, of course, we were going to go on Tuesday because it was Taco
exactly.
Tuesday.
Right.
But
and
we typically, like, go to the black businesses on Fridays.
Mm. Yeah, that's what we usually do. Like, when we're doing the show, like, say we record maybe, like, Thursday ish or whatever. Friday, we'll go get our black owned food and then we'll edit the episode. Like, that'll be our, like, thank you to ourselves.
Nice.
Like, for getting through a production.
I definitely don't be thinking myself. I'll just be here and I'll spark and I'll just be like.
Oh, no. If we spark, I'm not. I'm finna be
like.
We finna turn on some music or something. We finna watch some previews.
Dre, he's not a productive.
Every now and then.
I'm not gonna lie. Every 2 or 3 months. That was something that, like, Frostburg, like, definitely, like, ingrained in me.
Listen,
like,
now you have to moving.
I'm telling you, like,
I'm
not even gonna lie. There's been times where I've been in, like, a session with, like, a bunch of heads, bro, and I've been like, damn, I got class in, like, 10 minutes, y'all. I gotta go, dog. And then I literally be in class, like, yeah. I feel that.
Yeah,
quantum
right.
literacy.
That's it.
Okay.
That shit deep.
right.
I felt that.
In class, quiet as hell.
I'm trying to do too much, though. Like, for me, I'd be like, yeah, I'm about to be real productive. Open this up, do that. Oh, open this up too. Then I got my phone. Yeah, I'm doing that too. Yeah, I'm all over the place. So that's my
If I know I have, like, a specific task that, like, it needs to be accomplished and I'm proud, like, I'm going to, like, do that. Like, I'm going, like, I'm gonna be locked in.
I try to get, like, 5 tasks down.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you're, like, as much of a social smoker as you were then?
Previously? No, because I feel like everybody living their life now. We're not all congregating in one spot.
Yeah.
So, like, I prefer to, like, to enjoy, like, sparking with other people just because, like, I feel like it's more of a conversational thing and a social thing that you do. But, like, yeah, everybody's so far apart and separated, so you don't get to be as social as you used to be.
I don't feel like I'm that social of a high anymore. Like, even, like, before the pandemic, like, I had people who was like, all right, I'm cool with y'all. I smoke with y'all from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, now I feel more introverted when I smoke. Like, I be just wanting to, like, be alone, and I be wanting something to focus on. Like, you can ask Dre, like, he be like, We'll be gone, bro. He's like, I want to laugh. Put on some comedy. Meanwhile, I want to watch like a mystery or some shit. Like I be wanting to focus my brain. Okay. I be like, also, bitch, I'm activated.
But yeah. also at the same time, it doesn't matter what she puts on because I'm not gonna make it. Yeah, past,
he's gonna go to sleep.
Like if I have an active day like earlier, I went and got tatted. So like I was tired from that smoke when I got there. I was like, oh,
nap time.
Well, let me ask y'all this. Do y'all, purposefully, like, purchase your weed so, like, it doesn't do what you don't want it to do? So, like, for example, like, do you, like, seek out, like, sativa weed? Like,
sometimes.
When you're like, okay, I know that I'm, like, trying to be, like, up and active as opposed to, like, an indica that, like, all right, I'm not going to do shit. Okay.
But see, my preference is sativa.
So. Right, same here. Same here for me. But, like, every now and again, I like to switch it up, but, like, I don't like the feeling of like being stuck
on the couch.
Yeah, no.
That's why the Eddies gotta stay away.
I'm good off the Eddies.
Yeah. that's a slippery slope.
That's a slippery slope. Like, and if you fall down there,
it's over.
The day is done. If you blow, you like, all right, I'm about to run around the block two, three times.
The gummies got me in the pandemic. I used to be like, oh, man, I can just get the gummy.
It was like a star. That was my first gummy, a star gummy.
No, bro.
I was smacked.
And
this was at Frostburg, bro. We was doing like anything.
The Frostburg concoction.
I think this was our first 420. Like we all celebrated together, and it was on a Friday.
Niggas made pancakes.
It was on a Friday. This shit was epic, bro. It was on a Friday, so like Thirsty Thursday. Obviously, we got lit as fuck that Thursday up until like the wee hours of the night. Niggas had a whole plan. We was gonna go to Dan's Rock in the morning, blow down up
it
there.
It sounded like some shit that y'all would do.
Go to breakfast. Right, and then like I think I didn't have class. Jasmine didn't have class. I just had to turn the paper. Mm-hmm. So we were like, we'll be good. No. We leave. I think we were at the Q House. They had a party that night. So then we leave there. I go back to the dorm. I end up like running into like a nigga that I was cool with outside at like 3 a.m. He was like, you trying to spark? It's 4:20. I'm like, all right, cool. So I spark with this nigga. Never make it to breakfast. Like, I'm dead. Yeah. I miss Dan's Rock, everything. They was like trying to wake me up like, hey, come on. I'm like,
That happened to me, I think it was like sophomore year or junior year, 4:20 fell on like Easter Sunday. And like, I was like, so the 19th, we just came back from a track meet. So I'm a little under the weather because we're outside and it rained. So I was like, damn, I'm not feeling too well. You know what? I'm just cool tonight. I'm going to take my NyQuil, you know, be precautionary. I hear on my doors, people are like, yo, yo, yo.
Yeah, that was a great sound effect,
actually. So they pulled up, was like, yo, we got Bruce. We're about to pregame into 4:20. I was like, I've never heard of that, but you know what? Fuck it.
Niggas make shit up every day, my G. Every day.
So we're crushing Bruce, and then it's 4:20 now, so I was like, all right, let's spark. So I was like, all right, hit like a few J's. The next morning, I'm here, my phone is. Bzz, bzz, bzz. My aunt is like, yo, let's go to church. Couldn't make it off the bed. Couldn't make it off the bed. I was like,
I'm already with you.
You late. You know my heart. I talked to you.
That was a rough morning for me.
Yeah, that was a long day. You know the wildest part of that day though? Fucking Jasmine actually had a test.
Jesus Christ.
This bitch got like a 13.
A 13 on
the
track?
Her business?
I mean, it don't matter. School been over. So, I mean, she said she got a 13.
I'm sorry, I love her. Everybody mind your business. That's the point. The point is, sis really got a 13 on the test. I said, did you even write your name right?
Did you even write your name? Let's say the SAT, but I feel you.
What even was the points for? Like, I'm not even
understanding. No, I took off my first 420. That was what I did.
Last year, you knew.
Yeah, I'm just getting. I'm just around.
Okay.
I'm sure. You know, that's what was lit. I took off work.
I was about to say.
I was like, yeah, no, I'm not coming in instead. So see y'all.
Oh, you was responsible. I respect that.
It was a whole day. Like, we take off for these holidays. We take off. I took off for 4:20. I took off for Cinco too.
I feel like people would know if I was taking out 4:20, they'd be like, I know what that is.
Possibly. But see, the thing is, you gotta put it early. That would niggas forget that it's 4:20. So like now that I just said it, I probably do about February.
Ain't nobody
gonna know
about it.
Way in advance.
Because they didn't see it once they walk past the calendar. So we good.
And old people not really it, they don't know.
What do you
consider? You'd be surprised.
Yeah, I'm about to say
you'd be surprised. Some of them 70 hippies be like, oh, yeah, I know what you about to get into.
No, like the craziest thing is we had like, you know, like the gathering, like when somebody passed or whatever. Mm-hmm. So my homegirl's sister was like, yo, I just ate a granny, just gave me an edible. I said, wait, pause.
Granny, I'm telling you.
Granny gave you the edible? She's like, yeah, she makes them. She make them.
She's made glaucoma.
Yo, when I tell you, they was all sitting in the living room, the grandmother and the two grandkids just sitting in high. Like,
oh,
high man. Together. I love to see this.
Locked in.
I love to see it.
I'm kind of sad my dad doesn't smoke no more.
Nah,
my dad does.
We used to annoy the hell out of my mother. Oh my God.
Yeah, that would be so.
That's a whole different realm.
She don't have any bone in her body. Like, never. She's so serious. So my dad used to just pick for her. And she would get so mad. Then I would end up getting in trouble for laughing.
For laughing.
Like, how that'd be me though.
See, like my dad smokes, but my dad never like wants to shit. Like he won't pass me a blunt.
Same.
So like it'll be like you could be here and I could be there. But if I'm like right here, he like he'll go the opposite way.
Dead ass, same.
To avoid
same.
Passing it to
put it in your
head. We had a function at the house like last year for my mom, her birthday. Mm-hmm. Passing it to her, he would not pass same. It to me.
I've caught my father in whole ciphers with my friends. Without me. Without me. Like, it's my birthday. Same. This nigga supposed to help me with the food and then dip. And then I come out on the
that's
porch.
That's different.
And this nigga, in the cycle, Osiris, all of them. Like, they all in the front on the porch. I'm thinking my father is gone. Yes. These niggas used to pop up at my house like, yo, Mr. Haywood here? I'm like,
hey, now your dad.
Shake
it. Hey, what is that? That's hilarious.
That's fucking me, huh? Like, oh, yeah. You can hit it too.
Two? Damn!
That's hilarious. Yes, that's hilarious.
Good times.
But I feel that my mom be mad because me and my dad would both be high. I'd be like,
nah. Complete different spectrum in there in the African household. But to shift gears, Alistair, we had like an open question that you were going to pose to start out the podcast.
Most definitely. Because we are all podcasters. My question is, do you feel like celebrities oversaturate the podcast right?
They
oversaturate
everything.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like celebrity podcasts. I'm not.
I don't really care for them either.
I
just be feeling like
at first I like
them. I feel like some of them just be talking about things that like I don't really care for, or also like you're just talking about something because that's just what's relevant. Mm. Versus where like this is actually who you are. This is actually something you care about. Mm. So therefore, it just be like you're talking about it because it's hot.
Yeah, they're doing it for clickbait.
And where's the variety of it? You're talking about the same thing.
Money,
and then you're talking about people's lives and drama. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
I can turn on VH1 to watch that.
I just feel like they have like a certain, what's like, for example, like a Joe Budden. Joe Budden has a certain level of like clout, right? So it's kind of like.
Yeah, that's.
I'm about to say
No. I personally don't listen to Joe Budden's podcast. Not anymore, at least. But like for me, I'm very weird with my podcast. Like I don't like to listen to like the celebrity jokes a lot of the time because I don't want them to influence like the way that I feel or like some of the topics that I decide to bring up.
Yeah.
Like whereas people like who are like listening to y'all podcast, right? It's not like a problem to me because I'm like I just feel like y'all aren't talking about like some shit that yeah, like I feel like it's just a little bit more like close to like the best, a little bit more relevant to like what's like happening in like our direct area, you know?
Yeah.
But like Joe Budden talking about like some other shit, and I'm just like, yeah, I mean, I feel you. Like he's funny. Like the people that are on the show with him are very funny, but at the same time, I just kind of be like, nah.
Yeah,
like,
I high key like run from the hot topic type conversations.
Right.
Like I don't want to talk about any type of celebrity gossip on the show at all. Like maybe every once in a while something might stick out. That might be like kind of realistic, or I feel like this is something that really people will like relate to.
Yeah.
But other than that, like the gossipy kind of like who's dating who and shit like that. Like,
I seen Michael B. Jordan with
TV. I don't fucking care.
Yeah, if it's on Shade Room, it's like
I don't need.
And I don't follow the Shade Room.
Me either. I don't follow the Shade Room or I don't follow.
Even though Nigerian runs in South West Africa.
Shout out. So do y'all feel like y'all don't listen to? Like, do you listen to podcasts like?
I listened to podcasts so much. Like same. I feel like I was like really like on it, like listening to them like regularly, like religiously every week. But as I started doing my own podcast, I was just kind of like
backed off of it.
Like, shouldn't I just be more concerned about my podcast?
Same
like
vibe,
and putting
same.
My effort into it. Not saying like not to listen to podcasts, period, but like if I'm so caught up in waiting for like the drop of Joe Budden or waiting for the drop of Attack Stone or waiting for the drop of Angela Yee and like whatever, like a herd group of people.
Yeah.
then I feel like I'm doing my, I'm not giving as much attention and focus to like what I'm trying to push. And it goes
back to what you said though, like you don't want to subconsciously be like influenced by what you're hearing.
What you're talking about.
On those episodes, right. I want to hear a question and be like, all right, this is my take right then and there. This is my first perspective on it. Or I've had time to sit and think about it or sit with my thoughts. And then once I get into the conversation, I hear whatever he has to say, or whatever the guest is. And I'm like, oh, you know, I wasn't thinking about it that way. Like, that's different. So like, hey, I just don't like to be influenced. And maybe everybody's different. Maybe there's people who don't get influenced, but I feel like people will be lying. I feel like everybody's
I feel like it's a subconscious thing. You may like not intentionally do it. That's
but it happens.
I've done
it.
Absolutely. So I was listening. We started a podcast and I was like always listening to podcasts like The Read and stuff like that. Yeah. And I was like, I said something and we were editing, and I was like, that's from
get that from
here. I'm not gonna do that again.
Right.
So like I have not listened to any podcast but ours.
For me,
I did listen to y'all's before I came on.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm a podcast fan and I check out a lot of them just for like to see the different styles of interviewing. Not so much like, oh, how this person's talking to this person, but more so like, if I have a guest who's talking about this, here's a question I never even thought of asking.
Right.
Here's a perspective I never even thought of looking at. So it's like, I don't like the celebrity podcast because I feel like they're very disconnected from normal life.
Because like, I don't have to do real research.
Yeah,
I do like Issa Rae's podcast.
I didn't even know she
had a podcast. It's new, but I love Issa.
I like
but see, that's the thing. I think everyone is now just popping up with a podcast because that's a cool thing.
I like Jess Hilarious, but you could say that
over the course of the last like 5 years though. Like people have like been like popping up a podcast because for one, like, me and you can go and buy this mic, you know what I mean, for under $100 or $100, and we can.
Hey, don't let the sauce out there, dog. Chill out.
Nah, because I'm
gonna get this. You're gonna order this thing before we need a partner.
People can order the mic, but I mean, are you gonna be
consistent? It's gonna be a Tuesday.
But like, yeah, like you can literally order a lot of the equipment and different things. Even like if you're just at a starter level, you can order a lot of that stuff by yourself. And you got to think of somebody like an Issa Rae. Like, bro, there's people who are coming to her and like, hey, use our studio
space
to record your podcast. Like, we would really love it. Or like, she has the funds or whatever to be like, okay, well, I'm just going to hire like a studio engineer or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But like, as opposed to like me and y'all, we figuring this shit out on our own, watching YouTube videos and tutorials on how to figure out like how to make my podcast sound better. Why do I have this? Like, what's this? Where's this sound coming from?
Yeah, like, our first episode definitely was recorded like on my
phone.
Right, right.
It was some it was literally off some random type stuff. Like, it was like, I don't want to jump the gun because I know y'all was gonna like ask like how we started the podcast.
If you're ready to share the story, you can jump straight into it.
Are we gonna go when we like originally?
Okay, so
you want me to tell it or you gonna tell it?
I got it.
All right,
thank you. I'm interjecting if you're wrong. Yeah, just come in when you're ready. So basically, what happened was let me. All
right, so boom.
It was October.
October 2018.
Okay, we had this idea, right? We were thinking about doing a podcast. I had a bunch of different like co-hosts and people in my
already telling the story.
All right, I'm not disrespecting you. I'm not telling it wrong. It's my story. Right.
Okay.
What the hell? Anyways, so we had the idea, but we did nothing with it. Like, we took notes, we wrote down like possible guests that we wanted to have, businesses, the whole nine yards, but we didn't do anything with it. And then a year later, ironically, in October, again, we at Simone's house?
Yes.
Yes, we were at Simone's house. Mm-hmm. A random night, bonfire shit. I think Jasmine and Amanda were in town. And we were just like, we were literally just sitting around the fire like, this is a good group of people. Like, I think this might be the moment. Literally, and I was like, DeAndre, record this. Like, on your phone. Like, now, do it. Like, literally, just like that. And then the next day, I went home, made an Instagram page, like, went online, like, okay, how do I upload this? What do I do with this?
Yeah.
Like, literally, that same, like,
just figuring
day.
It out.
And within, like, a few days, it was up.
And it was stuck.
Okay, this is a thing.
But no, like, yeah, so it was crazy because we actually, the reason we had the initial conversation, I was going to start a podcast with one of my friends, but he moved to Atlanta, and she was going to start a podcast with somebody else. So we talked about it. I was like,
"You right? Yeah."
We talked about it. We had everything, and crazy enough, I thought about this when I was in the shower, and I'm like, "Niggas really said we was going to do something every day of the week." Like, I just couldn't imagine.
Our ideas were
Monday through Sunday, like literally
all
the week.
Yeah.
So yeah, but like. like
that's a new show at that point.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So it's like, I couldn't imagine like
movie Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Wednesday,
right? Thursday, I'm going to Wine Wednesday though.
Like it,
like literally everything. Self care Sunday. So it was just like, bro, I'm so glad we didn't do that. Because what? Who do we think we are? Like, I don't work for the man. Like, so, but like, yeah, so our first, like, our dry run in the house, it was great. We talked about movies. Like, we did our top five, like, movies, TV shows, and albums. And then we were just chilling. Yeah. I think we still should release that. I love that. But we just was sitting there one day, and it's like, damn, hit record.
And it was just...
It just was there.
Nah, I feel like, because that's very similar to, well, I mean, for one, I'll be the first to tell you, I didn't want to do a podcast.
Really?
No, I didn't. I really didn't. I didn't care to do it because it was just kind of like, bro, like, why? Like, what's the
Bryce's first response is, who's going to listen to us?
I was like, who's going to listen to the podcast, bro? Right. So I was just like, bro, all right. So he was like, man, let's just do it, man. Like, let's get some mics and let's just record. And I was like, all right, bro, we going to record, and we going, you know, we're going to do a couple episodes, and he's going to be tired of doing the podcast, and that's going to be, right. That's going to be,
you just that. How many deep, you know, now? How many episodes?
It's a lot. We're over.
It's a lot. I was like, damn.
We had over 100 episodes.
Oh, 100. It's the next scratch for me.
But like,
I'm telling you, you know,
we had 10 at one point, you know what I mean? So it's just,
but we started with 6 though.
Yeah, we had a lot of people though, like too. We had what it was, Dean as well.
It was Dean, Naomi, me, you,
Naomi. So
we were like squatting.
It was like a squad of us, but like the way schedules kind of were set up, it just was kind of hard to get everybody together all at the same time.
I feel that's so chocolate.
So like it was
so sad.
Yeah, so
it was supposed to be 3 of us.
Yeah, exactly. So it ended up being me and Alistair to be able to kind of to stay on and be the most consistent in terms of, you know, being present to do the podcast with our free time. And yeah, we just kind of kept going. And I mean, I would be a liar if I tell you there was plenty of times where it was like, all right, it's time for me to edit an episode. And I was like, bro, I don't even feel like doing a podcast.
There was days where I was like, yo, Bryce, you trying to record today? He's like,
but see, no, editing, like the first time I edited an episode, she said, this is not uploaded. I'm not doing it.
Shit was fucking up. Like, at first, I worked
16 hours.
And I was just like, my computer just started, like...
She was like, we're not going to have an episode.
All my shit was just not acting accordingly.
I said, what do you mean we're not going to have an episode?
And I was over it. I was like, you know what? Just fuck it. Whatever. Just no episode. There'll be no episode this week. I don't care.
I was like... get to that point.
Like, no, she really... I said, what do you mean no episode? At this point, I think the day before, I worked like 10 hours, so I'm tired. I worked today, too, so I'm like, I get up middle of the night. Fuck it. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm about to get on YouTube, hit the YouTube, boom.
Figure it out, yeah.
Then copy, paste, cut. I hear like, yo, where is like the words in the song? Like our theme song has words. Like, where is stop it? I don't know. Fuck. All right.
I gotta chop
the whole episode. And then I was like, bro, all right, bet. I got this. It ain't bad.
Cause that's real, bro. You just gotta do it scared.
You do like, I was so 100%, scared, and she keeps telling me do stuff
this
scared.
This is my motto. This is my motto.
That's the motto. That's
and that, hey, that's do a big scared. Ass statement. Yeah.
Cause honestly, if you keep waiting for you to be okay or to not be afraid of the thing, then you're never gonna do it. You're never gonna do it.
You gotta just go through it and let people talk the shit that they gonna talk.
Get it done.
And deal with it.
Cause so, if you don't do it, it's the same as if you were scared to do it. Cause so once you figure out, you get so home, fucking like, alright.
But then the thing is, like, people be so scared of fucking up, and ironically, the one time you decide to do it, you really gonna fuck it up because you done waited so long.
Yeah.
Like, you could have been like learned a lot of things.
Nobody starts perfect though, and that's people's mindset. Like, I gotta come out the gate and I gotta be a one hit wonder. Everyone's just gonna flock to me. Yeah,
that's how we feel.
You heard that podcast?
Where you from?
But you know what that is though? That's like literally like, I feel like that's the internet, bro, and like the microwave culture that we live in. Because I feel like we always get to see people like after blow up, but like not a lot of people show you like the grind of like them. Yeah. Like, people are doing it a little bit more now, but like as soon as you like niggas show up, you be like, oh damn, like this person's like on a pop, and like right. How did that happen? Like, or like somebody will drop a viral video on like the internet, and it's like now they're like on. You know what I mean? Yeah. But Those people are really consistent.
And, that's what I'm saying. You be thinking, like, oh, now they just on. Meanwhile, they really been, like, beating niggas' DMs down for months.
Forever.
Like, they ain't everybody shit with the link. Like, I don't care if you've seen it or not. I don't care if I sent it already today or not. I'm seeing it again. Because either you gonna fuck with it or you gonna get so tired of sending it to you that you gonna click on it.
So that's eventually you gonna click on this shit.
What is this nigga talking about? Like, no, for real. So I'll be honest, though, like, out of us two, if it wasn't for her, like, a lot of things, like, wouldn't happen. Like, I'd be like, I'm gonna post this. Like, I'm so antisocial in a way. So, like, shout out to you, bro. Because, like, she's sending it out. She is in the text messages, in the DMs. Like, she really does the thing for as far as promo. So, it's just like...
Yeah, I'm not gonna hold you. This has definitely, like, doing a podcast has definitely allowed me to get back in my bag on, like, the creative side. Because, like...
Yeah.
You know, you go to school and then you get out of school and then you don't do shit with the shit that you did in school and then you just feel like, well, damn, why go there?
Why go to school?
But see, no, honestly, though, that I love the fact that you say that because you really stand by it. Like, when I tell y'all, you first started, I was like, hey, like, all right, so I got episode 5, got that.
Like, oh, yeah, I was thinking, on the move, everything,
I feel like I picked 3 episodes, maybe, of the 10, but she was on 1,000.
Because my brain is always on 1,000.
She had this. I'm like, bro, and then she's like, I thought I told you. She be really talking
bro,
to herself.
I'm telling you, it's the only child shit, bro. I be having whole conversations with myself, and sometimes I be better remind myself to tell him. Because... Yeah.
As you talk, even, but I'm not going.
Especially
even
when I'm lit, I realize in my creative bag, and I'd be like, okay, so this.
Nah, you should be going off though. I'm the same way.
Yeah,
because like I got a note. Like in my notes, you'll just see like a whole bunch of stuff. It'll be like one sentence.
And I'll just get notifications and I'll be like, on my phone. Notes been updated. And I'll literally read it and I'll be like, bro,
that's what
I don't really know what all this means.
We have a shared album. So we have a shared album. So we send things. I'll be like, bro, check the shared album. Like that way we can post.
Smart.
But even though like she takes the reins, like she's still like very, damn, all right, wait, it's not just me. Like she like, hold up, let me.
Yeah, I'll be trying
like she'll stop. She'll like, so she like if I have a like a guest and a topic, she'll be like, oh, bad. We can, like, run. We're going to switch that out. Go
ahead
and go
with
that.
That's
important. Yeah, like, it's balance.
Because working together and not shouldering all the loads for one person is like...
And that's the thing. That's an issue that I, like, I don't want to say had because I'm still working through my shit. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's one of the things. I have control issues. Like, I know this is a thing. I know that I do. And, like, that has to do with, you know, the whole partially yes, the only child thing. And probably some relationship shit that I'd rather not get into.
It's part of you creating something. When you create, like, when you're like a big part of creating something,
yeah,
it's like, yo,
this
is kind of
like
mine. Like, I kind of like was doing this. Like, so I hear you, but like.
And sometimes it's hard because it's like you have a vision and everybody don't see it the same way that you do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it'd be we even butt heads on this, I'm going to just do this the way I want to. Because before there's friction and then it'd be a thing and then we don't even like each other no more and I don't even want to get there. So I'm going to just do this part and you like do that part and then maybe we'll like swap off. So like I had to find like a medium in me controlling.
And that's about communication too.
Went through all this and I just never knew this.
Yeah, like I had to make sure. And also because I care about your progress because your progress means mine like as well and vice versa. Like if I need you to feed off of, I got to be sending out that same type of energy.
That's about communication, 100%.
Right, so
100%,
it's like, if it's something that you lacking in and I know how to do it, like who would I be to not show you that? Like,
definitely. That's something for us, like, I'm not gonna say we had a lot of meetings, but in terms of the direction we were going, we kind of were just like, yo, let's do a podcast. All right, cool, let's do it. And we started like getting to it. As Bryce said, we got the equipment, we're just rolling with it.
Yeah.
And we look at each other, it's like,
yo,
we're 40 episodes deep.
Yeah.
Let's keep doing it. Let's do this, so this. All
right,
that's great. I got
you. And then we were just like, all right, let's do that. So it was like kind of like a rolling waterfall of like fixing things like as like we went along for sure. And I feel like it got to a point where we both were just like, all right, so like we've been doing this podcast for like this many episodes. All right, we need to really focus like this podcast and like direction of like where it's going to go, or we would have to just like stop doing the podcast.
And we take one step and be like, all right, just plan it out in step. But the only thing I wish we did a little better is communicate. That's why
I was just going to ask y'all that. So, like, how much time do y'all feel like y'all talk to each other? How much time do y'all feel like y'all spend with each other? Like, we hands down spend, like,
But then we already spent a lot of time together.
A lot of time together. A lot.
Well, I mean, I would say for the most part, like, before, like the whole COVID thing, like, me and Alistair were, like, playing flag football, like, on the same team every weekend, like, for, like, the longest time. Yeah. Or, like, any random, like, sporting pickup or whatever, yeah. Like, we would always be me and Alistair mm-hmm. going to that. Hanging out in general, making moves to go to DC, like, yeah. But, like, in terms of, like, during the week, I mean, outside of because they like, niggas be working. But, right. like, yeah, for the most part, I spent a decent amount of time with Alistair, so.
And on top of that, we're in group chats and yeah, all types so, of things. And then see, on top of that, this is sixth grade. It's
like, oh, yeah, and I'm sixth grade. Like, I forgot about that important
detail. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah,
totally. So. That's fine. We actually went to the same high school. We didn't know each other, though.
We
didn't
heard that on the episode.
We went to the same high school. We kind of, like, grew up in the same area. We know the same people.
Same people.
Went to the, like, for some odd reason. And went to the same church this particular day at the same time and never met each other.
Damn.
That's wild, right?
It was meant to be.
And then we met while looking at the casino.
That was so hilarious.
Wait, what's casino?
Horseshoe.
Hey.
The ghetto.
Yeah, I know.
I love it. My first night working night shift, I saw a fight. I was like, damn.
Nah, I love it.
Riders was lit. 7-3
Now, I've actually never gone to Horseshoe. I've only heard stories about it, though.
Of crazy wildness?
Yeah, for the most part.
It was ghetto.
I gotta check it out. See what they're sitting on.
It was definitely big ghetto.
I don't know if I can fuck with the casinos only because I'd probably be hurting too much when I lose.
Oh, no. So this is what you do. You go with your ID, you leave your card at home, you get $100. You don't got no card. How is she going to gamble again?
That's now, true. Now, but in a different perspective.
Not you giving out.
Do you have the hope to play the lotto? Heck.
You said, do I what?
You have the hope to play the lotto?
I ain't going to hold
you. I mean, I played the lotto. Like, I played it before, you know what I'm saying? But like,
nah, boy. You got to play it right now for $700 million?
Probably, yes.
I've only ever gambled.
Why not? You can't play. You can't win if you don't play.
I mean, either way, those $2 is gonna go to something I ain't need. Might as well go to the chance at some.
I could have bought some candy. I could have got a half and half.
I could have got a drink.
I mean,
necessity right now.
After that, though, what you going to do?
Right, what you still gone? Wait, keep listening. Keep listening.
That's why you need to invest and get an LLC, brother.
Not LLC Twitter. Y'all on the LLC Twitter.
That's what it is.
Nah, the LLC Clubhouse.
Speaking of Clubhouse, because I feel like y'all got like feelings about Clubhouse. So I was actually in the Clubhouse room like the other day. And there's another podcast, gentleman by the name of the Africanist. They like had a group calling asking, saying that black men are the prize. Right?
Interesting.
Hold on, wait. Let me reset the camera.
Oh my God. She's going to go.
Okay. Interesting. All right. So, saying that black men are the prize. And there was a lot of interesting conversation around like the whole subject. And after hearing the conversation and the way that I felt, I kind of feel like it depends on who you want to say, like, the prize is, like, realistically. Like, it's, like, I guess it's subjective. It's based on, like, the each individual person. Right, if you want to look at it that way, right?
I mean, right, in a perfect reality, we all should be a prize to each other, but that'd be the issue with people. One person is...
Somebody want to be valued more than the other.
And not even that, but it's just the fact that people be dating people that bring nothing to the situation.
Mm. That's true, too.
So if you're both... If you're two prizes and you're together, you're striving.
Striving.
You feel me? Like,
nah, that's
if
real.
Not
that's real.
If you're not teaching me nothing and I can't teach you nothing, what are we doing? Because if you ain't walk life the way I did... And we ain't got
butt
nothing.
Might be fat
we
though.
Not.
So like,
you remember? Okay,
what? So their butt might be fat though. So like,
so that's your problem. That's why you're. Not,
so like,
that's why you're not the damn problem. Because you act a real peasant like with this behavior.
Oh,
that peasant like behavior.
I'm gonna tell you something right now. We all just spent a week watching the Buster Challenge, right? So don't sit here and tell me that that's peasant behavior, all right?
Okay.
That's behavior that we all enjoy and we all share.
We did.
So what's wrong with me saying, but it must be.
I feel like that was a mating call, I'm not gonna lie.
That's the mating
call. That was a mating call.
The butt can't be the butt.
I'm saying, okay, obviously, there's a lot of other things.
But can it be a reason?
It helps.
That's what I'm saying. Can it be a reason?
But see,
I mean, sometimes it's not. I feel like they should.
Oh no, it's not enough. No, it's not enough.
It's not
enough.
It's
not enough.
I'm like, damn.
Like when they told me how to write an essay, it was like, you have to have the reasons, you know? That could be part of my reason.
I'm taking this to English just now.
I'm just shocked.
Alright.
But yeah, no.
I'm not saying that's my main starting the essay with, but you know what I'm just saying.
But I mean, at the end of the day, though.
I think we're all
the prize.
Because you have to have yourself.
I feel like you're the prize to a certain person.
I'm a prize without a person.
You are at the same time.
That goes back to what I just said.
You could be a prize, but it doesn't mean you're my prize. That's it true. Doesn't mean that, you know,
okay. You want to hear what the problem is with the whole thing? The whole prize?
The Island Girls? Is that why that's not connecting with you?
Okay. I don't think that matters.
I feel like the whole like idea of being a prize. It kind of still stems from like that attachment and that ownership. So essentially like belonging to another person, like I'm your prize type thing. And that's why I feel so strongly about I'm a prize with or without you. Because people be attaching their worth to how other people like.
Oh, you know, see them. Okay.
Like it's like you should be that without like that other person.
When you come in this situation, you should be a whole person.
Exactly. I don't want another half.
Being a whole person is a process. You can't just come it in. Is. You're not just gonna walk in and be like, ah, yeah, I'm whole. I already made it.
There's steps you can take.
100%. But you have to keep.
There's steps you can take to like really like know yourself and like love yourself.
Exactly. Before you don't. You don't. There's not. There's not an end point to be like, yeah, now I'm.
No. No. You're always gonna be changing your. But you can get to a point where
what
like,
I'm saying is you need to be at a pace of solid. Yeah, you gotta be open like
at but everyone's point. At a different pace though, so it you is. Can't tell but somebody yeah, they gotta fine. Be at 65.
They have that to be though, because if I'm at 65 and you at 35, we at two different paces, we at different things in life.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is like when you go into anything, you need to like make sure you're over the things that trigger you.
Yeah.
And once you realize like that makes me trigger.
But what
so
about what
I'm
about,
not ready to be?
What about the people who aren't educated to even know what a trigger is?
That ain't my
that you have to learn. The same way I had to learn things. I had to. The thing is, we can't. It's,
but
we
how do you know that? But until like the red flags start popping. I mean,
exactly. So the
but
thing I mean, is,
so how? But, so but at the same time, story. How deep are you going into that relationship to meet and learn?
Okay,
this
so for instance, right? Say I'm dating four people.
How much time you want to spend going into it, bro?
Yeah.
If you feel like you...
But you learn those things. Say I date four people, right? And they're all alcoholics. If they're all alcoholics and I realize I'm triggered with all four,
that's it.
Now it's my turn. Like, okay, clearly I'm triggered by alcoholics.
Okay.
Now I have to think in my head what happened to me in my life that now
like...
makes an alcoholic a trigger for me. It you have to learn it. It's,
yeah.
We can't keep... You can't keep just ignoring things about yourself. It's yourself. You're supposed to take care of it and do everything. So it's just like, damn, like something... I see this pattern. Like, if you walk right here, like, damn, every day I fall over something. If you ain't move that thing out of the way, it's still... If you don't move it, that thing's still going to be there.
Yeah.
So you can't necessarily successfully go forward that way every day.
That's bullshit. Somebody just brought some shit to my attention the other day. Like, it was like I knew it, but, like, hearing it from somebody else's mouth, like, sounded, like, a little bit different. Because, like, she was asking me about, like... We were talking about, like, having anxiety or whatever. Like, I've had two... Like anxiety, panic attack, whatever you want to call them. Two, that were like, bitch, I'm about to die. Like, I thought I was going to die. Like, that's how terrible it was. And I was telling her, like, what happened or whatever. And, like, both times, well, no, the first time I was home alone. So, like, the panic was, like, extra crazy because it was like, damn, nobody's here to help me. Like,
damn.
What the fuck? Like, oh my God. And, like, but both times, it was like something happened, like, with my vision. Like, you know, like that grayscale on the TV? When you got it like on the wrong channel.
Yeah.
That's what the fuck it was. Like it happened at home and the other time I was like at a festival. I was at Broccoli Fest. Matter of fact. And she was like, do you think you have like a fear of like being alone or like having an issue and not being able to deal with it by yourself and like needing someone or something? And I was like,
this just happened recently. Just recently?
Yes. Wow. I was like, damn, maybe I do. I was just like, cause I thought about it kinda and I was like, maybe, you know, I don't want to be alone or maybe like, I always thought it was more so for me, like, I'm not afraid to be alone, but I'm afraid of like giving up my alone space. Like allowing
somebody else
into my sacred, like happy bubble and then like fucking it up. It's like, cause then I can only be mad at me because I let you in. Sure. Like,
now I gotta rebuild this bitch.
Alone, like, damn.
But you gotta be able to know and recognize that. Like, for me, I didn't fucking know that I was having a panic attack when I had one of mine. I've had many over the years. But, like, I never understood what it was. For me, when I found out I was about to have a kid, I was like, And I just was stuck. Mm-hmm. And I didn't do nothing. I sat on the stairs like I'm a monster. I was like, just damn. And I was just blank. And I was like, what the? And there was so many questions just rapid fire, mm-hmm. like a fucking Draco. Like, just,
I was and like, it feels like it's happening forever.
It's like 5 minutes. Forever. I was like,
forever. I'm not gonna hold you. The second time was actually not as bad because I was with people. Like I was at Broccoli Fest, so it was like a lot going on. Like that was a terrible fucking venue. The whole thing was just line after line after line. It was small.
Now you gotta go early. You gotta go. You have to see.
We like lost all of our friends. Yes.
Okay.
So everyone was completely lost. There was no service.
I'm not gonna lie. I was fucked up.
Yeah.
I mean,
y'all stood, and I hate y'all for that because y'all stood at the top of the hill, away from the fucking festival. So I had to walk down. But thank God they were by the light posts.
Like, I already drank too much at a certain point. Bro. But I was like, I was gonna dance wherever I was at.
Wow. Like everybody was.
My knees were just hurting though, bro.
Nah, cause you're standing on concrete. You gotta keep moving.
No, I just wore the wrong shoes, bro.
No, 100%. But when I went back with Kayla, we saw 2019. We saw like Lil Baby and Gunna and all that. You gotta keep moving.
I just gotta stay on like a pocket chair or something.
It was just like, why is there a line for me to get
a
wristband to drink and then another line to get a drink?
Like,
why are you not giving me my
I'm not with my drink.
That makes
sense, man.
I'm not
at festivals. It's gonna hurt, but you gotta go to the first act, bro. That's what I learned.
For Broccoli Fest coordinator.
Honestly, they need me. Because it's ridiculous.
You should definitely get a drink.
I'm not going to hold you. No, it just makes sense. Roots Picnic. I went to Roots Picnic in Philly. This was probably my 25th birthday, I think. I'm not sure. But that job was done correctly, okay? Mm-hmm. They had multiple stages. So one stage wasn't super overcrowded. Like the main stage, I think Dave Chappelle was hosting the main stage. They had Brandy. Yeah, it was Brandy and the Roots did a whole big jam session at the end. DJ Drama had his own stage. So he had T.I. and some other people.
See, our family had two stages.
They had alcohol vendors walking around with baskets, with the beers and coolers.
Can't beat that.
Around the venue. So none of the lines were super packed. Long. Right, if they had little snack, people would popcorn.
You can't beat that.
They didn't coordinate that.
You can't beat that.
I said, see, this is how you do it. Until rained and we got flooded out, and then
damn,
we had to leave.
Okay,
because it was on an incline, so my chucks.
No, I never been to the Roots Picnic, but I heard about it though with the joke with Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. He was mad buff.
Yeah,
he just came out the cut buff like that. I was so confused. Man had no sleeves. Mm-mm. He walked out. I was like, "Who the fuck is that?"
Cigarettes and push-ups,
bro.
And
bench pressing.
You were in the cut.
Dave Chappelle smokes hella cigarettes. Hella cigarettes or fugs. As you refer to them. Just a moment ago.
Bogies.
Bogies.
A loose one. Yeah.
But to kind of shift the gears real quick. In terms of y'all podcasts, right, you said y'all are at 10 episodes. Mm-hmm. How are y'all feeling at this point? Are y'all do y'all feel like y'all have the drive to keep pushing forward and keep creating
it's
more
It's just the beginning.
Yes.
I think it's even more now because it's a part of me does feel damn, who gonna listen to this, right? That is a thing. Even if you are confident that I got some shit to say and this shit cool for real. I fuck with it. But there still is a small part of you who wonders, you're checking the ratings the next day,
But then it also, I feel like
the first night, I take it.
Right. What keeps you going is you be damn, somebody in Canada listen. Damn, somebody here.
That joke trips me out.
You feel me?
That joke trips me out every time. In Japan is up at this hour tonight?
I said, bro, the only reason I don't know that person from New Zealand, I was just on Twitter and was fuck it, I'm about to drop the link. I put down podcast suggestions, copy and paste. Everybody I just saw, fuck it, we about to do it.
It's crazy. And then you also see who really fucks with you. I feel like it put a lot of things in perspective. Gosh. Only just who fucks with you, also who you fuck with. And this is a conversation I have with this man over here. Because sometimes I feel like we be holding people to standards that they never lived up to in the first place.
That's true.
You're expecting something from someone because you see them in a certain light. But now you're doing this thing, and now you're realizing they don't see you in that same way.
When I tell you, literally, like, I'm one of those people, if you have something, I'm sharing it. You acquire something, I'm sharing it.
Yeah.
So this podcast has just showed me how many people really don't fuck with me. And like, bro, I got to text you to actually share my shit.
Yeah.
You ain't never have to ask me. I used to do days, like Fridays.
Well, to be fair, owned businesses. To be fair, I feel like it's just different strokes for different folks. I feel like there's some people who are just very comfortable with saying, like, hey, do you mind, like, you know, sharing my, like, XYZ or whatever it is. I personally feel like it's just a little bit more genuine when people just decide, like, oh, I heard this and I liked it, so I decided to push this forward. But, I mean, everybody has different marketing strategies for whatever that they're
It's a bit of both. Like, I'm not going to hold you. Like, I definitely see, like, I got some bomb-ass friends. Like, my bitches is... Shout out to Frostburg.
No, literally. I love all her friends.
Because, like...
I love the girls in the episode, by the way.
Cool. Everybody reposts. Like, niggas be like, yo, drop the link. Like, send it to me. I'm sending it to my coworkers. Like, my homegirl, she do hair. And, like, when she's doing hair, she play the podcast, like, while she's, like, doing hair and shit. Like, I literally... And I work part-time in Marshalls. Like, this girl literally, like, walked up to me in the Marshalls, like, in my line, like... We were talking or whatever. She was like, why do I feel like I know you? Like, I heard your voice somewhere. And she was like, you know, she knew Sheila. Matter of fact, she was like, my homegirl Sheila, I think, was like on your podcast.
Wow.
And we exchanged numbers and everything. Like, I was just like,
yeah. That's one of the coolest things that we people do. Like, we see people and they be like, yo, I heard that was something
to podcast. I be in Liz trying to network, like, yo, you listen to podcasts? Da, da, da. So I was like, the one guy, I was like, yo, because he was asking about the embroidery machine because he has a clothing line. I was like, oh, you got a clothing line? Like, I have a podcast. You know, we can collab.
Yeah.
And he was like, what's the name of your podcast? I was like, the A&B podcast. He was like, oh, you had Paul on. I was like, oh, King P? He's like, yeah, that's my guy. I was like, oh, yeah.
So, like, yeah.
But see,
I mean,
but honestly,
it's a love,
like,
for me.
It is. But see, you know, one thing for me that really burns me up, and I'm not going to drop no names, but it's like certain people.
I'm not going to drop no names.
I promise. Certain people, like, anything you at, like, you got, I'm at, I'm spending money, like, you know, I'm sharing, you know, I'm sitting in a certain place talking about you, and niggas know he not even from here. So, like, I hate when people have, like, a big audience and you're not sharing. Granted, I appreciate the intimate plugs. I'm around you networking with me or for me. But when you got a platform,
it's the irony. It is the irony. It's like, because you're a type, I know who you're talking about. I know exactly who you're talking about. And it's someone who beats down DMs with his promo, like, post this, please post this.
And we do.
I don't know
who you're talking about, but I can envision somebody.
But they don't post nobody else's shit.
Stop.
Like, at all.
It's not,
like,
reciprocated.
Not at all. Like, and if they do, it's usually...
That's why you didn't even tag me.
And somebody that they dealing with on an intimate type level. Like, all right, you doing that fast?
I don't think that's cool. I feel like, I feel like for the most part, like, especially with our podcast, because we play, like, music from, like artists like that. We like their music, or we fuck with her from the area. I feel like, at least for me, it lets me know that people are, like, at least somewhat engaged if you tag them in whatever they're posting.
Yeah.
Most people will repost something if their name is in it, or if they're like present within whatever it is that you're displaying. So it's like, who doesn't want to see themselves on camera? Or who doesn't want to see themselves or hear themselves talking about something? And that's kind of how I've always felt. And that's why I feel like, okay, like, if we just bring on guests from, like, the area, like, at some point, like, boom, somebody's going to connect with somebody. It'll be something. And whether it's either our podcast or, like, something that somebody else does, like, that spurs out of, like, the connection and everybody coming together, that's a win. Right. Like,
And honestly, I swear that's really what it's all about. Like, podcast or diet, like, I'm not gonna go too deep into, you know, life's purpose or whatever. But, like, I just kind of feel like that's the whole point in the grand scheme of things. Like, it's for us to be here and to actually, like, live and to interact and to build relationships, like, and exchange energy. Like, because I feel like that's what I do. Like, birthdays, all of that shit is only an excuse for me to get everybody I know in one place. For them to then get to
know
each other.
She knows the best part.
Like, I just want everybody here talking to somebody that you don't know before you leave.
Really?
That's the best thing about, like, just interacting with other people.
Yeah, she like, you make
I love talking to people.
She got so
funny. Yeah, I know about it. I've seen them. You had the birthday party, like, the picnic.
Yeah,
in
the
park.
Yeah, that shit was dope.
So crazy, like... Life for me at that time for during her birthday was like trash. Like, this one whole day, I was broke. I was unemployed because of COVID. And like, yo, this is the one, like, yo, you really created a day where like nothing really mattered.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not for one person, for like everybody. At least 20 people. Yeah. Like, yo, you really dope for that because you're able to bring that to other people.
Vibe.
All right.
Yeah, I was about to say.
All right. I've only seen her cry like twice.
I've only seen her cry like twice.
Nah, I mean, I feel it. Damn. Yeah, this was actually a really good.
Can I ask you guys a question, though?
Yeah, go for it.
So I was watching an interview. I think it was a couple. I don't know. I guess they probably, you know, do this all the time or whatever. Mm-hmm. But she asked him a question that I thought it was so interesting because he was like really stuck on how to answer it. She basically asked him like, "Who are you?" And he was just like, mm-hmm. And she was like, "No, not like not your father, not you're my husband, like without the titles, like without the titles of what you do for other people, like who are you in essence?" Like, I was just like, "Dang." So, guys.
Damn. Bryce. Yo, I'm included in this.
So, to get straight to the point, without any titles or anything like that,
yeah.
I think I'm truthfully a caring soul. Like, I do, like, really, if I fuck with you, bro, like, I care about you like a lot. And like, I really want to see like the best things like possible happen for you. And if there's anything that I can do like to really make sure that those things can happen for you,
I'm gonna do it.
I will. I would say on my end, I don't do enough of like really like reaching out to people. They'll be like, okay, like, yo, what's up with you? Like, do you need X, Y, Z? Mm-hmm. Do you need that? Like, cause when the moment I hear something is a problem, then I'm like, all right, let me get to action and figure out a way to like.
That was a heavy snap.
You know, yeah, I'm a really good snapper. It's weird.
Damn.
But
damn,
like,
my skin would have been ripped from
But like, yeah, I feel like for the most part, like I'm a caring soul, and I feel like a lot of people, I get conflicted because there's some times where like I'm like, okay, yeah, I want to care about some shit, but like at the same time, should I really like be caring about that shit? Yeah. So like, it's like deciding back and forth. But then there's situations where like you make a decision and like you end up being like the bad guy or like the bad person, and that's something I feel like I've really tried to.
Somebody's story.
But that's something I feel like I've always tried to really avoid, for the most part, because like I'd be like, okay, I'm trying to care about the way X, Y, Z, and how everybody.
But sometimes you can't give a hell about
it. You can't avoid it. It's a back and forth seesaw. So. That's my answer.
Y'all gonna see her face.
That's on camera. It's on camera.
She said, "I thrive."
I thrive.
Oh shit.
Okay. Who's next?
Right, what was the question again? So,
who are you?
All right, so if I can go, I'm going to say. I was listening to what Bryce said, and it's like, for myself, I think I could just go off like an analogy, like in terms of looking at it, stealing from what fucking Abu is completely doing last week, a late bloomer. That's just who I am. And I'm fully okay with that. Yeah, because like for me, I wasn't the biggest, I wasn't the strongest, I wasn't the smartest. Like
I didn't get sexy till like later.
Big facts. Like the glow up. Once I finally had the glow up, I was like, yo, I'm feeling myself right now. But like even like me, I was an athlete. So I was like 5'5" up until going into senior year. And I tried to play basketball.
I'll squirt.
Like, I heard that my whole life. And I was skinny. So it's like, damn, I heard that my whole life. Like, damn. And then, like, I finally got to bloom. But mentally, I thought I was, like, full blossom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you're not. And if you're not fully blossomed, like, you're still growing. You still have to trim the weeds, the hedges. That's all around you. It's like, all right, but in order to become the final product, you just still have to keep tending and keep growing.
That was good.
So that's why I gotta say,
yeah,
I'm a late bloomer.
Sex chocolate.
So that's what I would have to say.
You don't know, bro. Damn, that was real good. How you follow that up? You know, typically I'll be trying to be hard for me to follow you up.
I know I'm going to let you know.
All right.
A wordsmith over here.
I feel like I am a student. Like, I'm a student.
Yeah, that's a good. I'm a student of life.
Like, I just like this, like, even like last year, even though, you know, the pandemic and things like that, like, I just got to back to learn. I was like, shit, I ain't doing nothing else. Let's go learn some shit. So now I'm learning shit with podcasts and school. So I'm a student. I'm like, of course, you know, like, I've always learned through my life experiences, but it's just like, some people don't do that and some people don't care for that, but it's like,
yeah.
I'm 25, but mentally in my head, I'm like 35.
Mm.
It's like, you feel me?
I'm pushing 46.
You know, I'm up there. You feel me?
I feel like girls always say they owe this shit.
Nah. They do.
And I'll be like, bro. Not the way I be seeing y'all hitting the bus and shot.
I don't even have the knees for the bus.
Everybody say they don't got the knees until they got to prove they got the knees.
I don't.
All right?
I can't prove it. I'm telling you.
I mean, she don't have them sober to get them lit.
You putting my business on
Instagram? I already put it on Instagram.
She be out there doing the, just like that. I'm telling you.
No, we didn't.
Everybody got the knees.
Why are you bringing that
old stuff? The 4th of July knees was it. I was stuck, but it was it.
You're talking too much on the air.
I remember that.
Did you finish with your answer? Is it my turn?
Yeah, I'm still in the life. I'm going to continue to live through my life experiences. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to continue to help people so they don't have to always go through things.
Same thing. Smart. I like that.
Who am I? Yikes. All right. Y'all put it out there good.
Nah. You the one who styled.
I know, right? Shut the fuck up. I'm energy. Like, I don't feel
his
like,
face.
I mean, if like classifying it in like something I can grasp like terms, I'm a storyteller. Like, I love the art of storytelling in all forms and fashions. I'm, like, in love with the why. Like, I always want to know why. It's like, a chair is a chair, but, like, why? It's like, who said that? Like, who decided that that's what that's supposed to be? No, like, I feel like I'm always wide enough sometimes. Yeah, like, I feel like as long as I'm always asking why, then I'm actually living and I'm not just existing here. Because if you're not asking why, you're not really diving into, like, what is even happening around you. You're just going with whatever is put in front of you. Like, so you're merely just, like, existing.
She,
and then, like,
she
knew
she
the whole...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She
faced herself.
Let me get in the kitchen and whip something up real quick.
Whip that bitch up. Oh, y'all was trying? I got you.
I was building as I
felt that.
You let the beat build.
I let the beat build for real. And that whole energy thing, like, it just goes back to what you said, like, as far as, like, the whole, like, birthdays and all of that shit. Like, I really enjoy bringing people together, like, and at first I didn't really look at it too much as, like, a character trait. Like, I just look at it like something I do. But then people, like, that I know, like, my friends start being friends with each other, like, doing business.
I still have friends. This is like,
all the time.
Yeah. And I feel that because, like, something I've always said is, like, yo, I just like having conversation with people.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, yo, I just like, what do you want to do?
It's the perspective.
It's like talking to people. Like,
I just love seeing, well, like, what makes people brains tick? Like, how did you get to that conclusion? Yeah. Like, what is it that happened in your life that made this thing like this for you versus how it went for me? Like, we lived next door to each other for like 10 years. It's like somehow you ended up being a crackhead. And...
I'm just saying, she said a crackhead.
It'd be that extreme of time. I'm just saying.
Not
like,
on a boogie show, the damn.
It'd be kind of
people
crazy.
People do
like, you
crack,
really
so that is a thing.
Crack is a thing.
Do not be mistaken, America. People do the drug crack.
Crack is what?
Crack is cheap.
I make too much money to ever do crack.
Period. Yeah, no, that's very true.
Crack is a drug. I mean, I know. I was trying to, you know, rest in peace to Whitney.
What they do, Carol?
Head that. All right, Grandma. All right, Gladys.
Hair on.
You sound like Gladys over there.
Realistically, you do. You probably do cocaine if you got a little bit of money.
Do a little blow.
Yeah. That's probably that.
What's the one that, like, doesn't show up on, like, tests?
I don't know.
Angel does? I don't
know. No way.
It's like the Wall Street
MDMA? Quaaludes?
boots.
You went real far back.
Damn.
I'm trying to think.
I'm not sure. I'm like seeing, what is
Adderall,
it?
Adderall, Oxycontin.
What were they doing in Wolf of Wall Street?
That's Quaaludes.
Quaaludes?
When he was geeked.
Wow, Bill.
When he was gooped out.
Yeah, man.
Strolling out the car.
That shit was hilarious.
Yeah. It was very wrong. I don't know. I'm good at weed. That's what we gonna stop at. I mean, yeah. we might. I'm gonna tip over the mushrooms this once. After that, that's it.
Okay.
That's
you
it.
Said no on the mushrooms.
I'm okay.
Yeah. I had like a week. I saw a Netflix doc and I was like, Bryce, you want?
Nah. I got a good combination going on, so I'm just kind of like, I'm only worried. I personally don't need any more than that.
I wanna try the shrooms.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
I am too.
But see, the thing is, you can't. No, you really don't do a scare.
You can't go into a scare. That's why I'm okay. Like, but the thing is, if I'm already scared, I'm just like, nah, I'm just not gonna even. I'm not gonna bother.
If you're really scared and you're panicking, please don't do shrooms. So your trip is gonna be trash.
And you should probably do it with somebody who's already done it.
Yes, and they make sure they're sober. That way they can like.
Look at all the precautions I have to go through in order to do it. No.
But are these not the same precautions that we should have in taking alcohol?
Right, as you pick up the cup. What?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Because it's not a hallucinogen.
You don't enter into a very different
effect on your system.
Yeah.
You don't have a DD, so you don't be like, all right, bet you're going to drive. Like, I'm going to drive there and you're going to drive home. So you have to be sober. I mean, that's not my
life. Well, I'm not talking about that, sure, but I mean,
not
like,
my life. I'm sorry.
I'm talking about, like, I can't feel like scared going into it. Like, if I take a shot, I'm going to not feel scared anymore. I'm okay at that point. Like,
hey, if you take
fear is gone.
You can test the steering wheel and then it disappears. And it's like, oh, shit. She's still
good. Yeah, I don't
I'm just going to do it with my one friend. Yes. She be always doing it.
Yes.
Come to work.
But as we always do now, since there's no more top five, I always have to walk out with the this and that. Are y'all ready?
I finished my cup. Don't worry about what's in my cup.
You're right.
All right, so number one. Y'all ready?
Go ahead.
Let's go. This or that. Slurpees or ice cream?
That's ice cream, because cold stone is an option. So yeah. Okay. Ice cream. Okay. For sure. I don't know about y'all.
Ice cream, dude.
Bigger one hit wonder.
Slurpees.
Hit that Heisman or walk it out?
Walk it out.
Walk it out.
Walk it out.
What are you more likely to sit through? A Harry Potter marathon or Lord of the Rings marathon?
Harry Potter marathon. My ninjas.
Yeah. Okay. Harry Potter.
Okay. Period.
Reality TV or game show? Which you're going to be on?
Game show.
Yeah. Come on down.
All right.
You're coming out like...
What are you more likely to survive in a horror movie? Texas Chainsaw Massacre or Friday the 13th?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I'm a sleepy. No, more to survive. Yeah, I'm a sleepy motherfucker. I'm gonna survive in Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The other one, no, I'm asleep.
Now, Friday the 13th.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh shit!
I feel like I'm fast enough and I have enough endurance to just run like away from everything.
That's the thing. That nigga be running,
bro.
Nah, I'm just
Chainsaw
gonna
Massacre.
I'm just gonna run to a place that like I gotta get to a gun or something.
And he's still.
Or get to like a police station.
I already know. I'll be the one with the blicky on me in the all rip. I'm like, all rip.
I got the strap.
I got the shoddy. Like, about to blow this bitch back.
Why don't nobody ever just like go to the airport and leave?
Nah, that's what I'm saying. I would just run to wherever I go.
Y'all gonna drive back home. Y'all not gonna drive to the airport.
I get
the
fuck.
Y'all wanna drive 15 hours home. Y'all not gonna go to the airport that's 20 minutes away? What the fuck?
We got two more.
Done.
All right, who has a better catalog, Wayne or Kanye?
Ooh.
You dirty.
I don't like this question, but I'm gonna just go with Wayne.
I'm sorry, I just grew up like off.
We all did, but however, Kanye.
Nah, Kanye's a good
I used to love Kanye. All right, it's cool.
But like, my thing is like, when I've had a CD player, what was in my CD player?
What was on your iPod first play?
No. I'm saying all my CD player, before I even had an iPod, okay. I was listening to the Carter 2 every single day, dog. Like, okay. That shit was like my life. It was the best shit that I ever heard. And then after that, it was all the mixtapes that Wayne dropped, like, from never before. Kanye definitely did his thing, came on, but Wayne was, like, my first, like, introduction into, like, hip-hop and, like, rap. Like,
I love that's why he's the best rapper ever. I think that's the difference, though. Like, Wayne is some shit that you, like, we would listen to, like, excessively.
Right.
Like, really.
Because, but it was always to music.
I literally was, like, in middle school knowing the whole... Stuff.
Right,
Pussy Monster.
Yeah. Right, the songs that don't play on the radio, bro.
Yeah,
that don't play on the radio, bro. Yeah. You knew the words to them. I feel like that's very special. Kanye is a star. Has created some of the greatest music we've ever heard. But like, come on, to tell me that you know the lyrics to a song that never touched the radio. How did you get access to that music?
Yeah,
you had to go seek that out, especially in like that age and that time, to find a way to get it on like LimeWire and put it on a CD. It wasn't easily accessible. Like,
you had every, you had to have this one click away.
But like, either way,
but all you had to do was put Lil Wayne. You were finding a new.
You still have to go search for it though, and then put it on a damn CD.
Making CDs.
That's just me though. Next one though. I'm sorry.
Okay, nah, you good. Better Kid Show, Roly Poly Oly, or
he said PJ Ida. I'm leaving.
I was gonna say Blue's Clues, but.
I'm fucking Blue's Clues. Blue's Clues is very.
You said Roly Poly Oly or Blue's Clues? Nah, yeah, you Blue's Clues, bro.
No, I'm not gonna hold you. They bring a Roly Poly.
BB&J was my first choice, but you said it's
I like BB&J Auto. I like BB&J Auto over Roly Poly Oly.
It didn't matter whatever was in the category, BB&J Auto, BB&J Auto.
What it was,
even on the Dragon Tail. And that's where.
The noodle dash, bro?
The noodle dash.
That's what
blue, Blue's good, dude.
What? Well, thank you for that this or that answer, and I apologize. I'm gonna put my leg up to let you know that I'm very sincere. I apologize, actually.
If I have more Henny in my cup, I do have pinky up.
Yeah, I apologize for forgetting about this or that. But to continue from there, is there anything that you guys want to leave the people with before we get out of here? Do you want to shout anybody out? Do you want to drop your social media names?
Oh yeah, I'll drop the socials. Socials is at Dre2x and it's 3 underscores after.
5 underscores.
Yeah, because you know, like the first
somebody
one,
else added.
Like the 2x was taken. like the 2x.
It's a security thing.
The 2 times was taken first, then the you know the underscore. So bam, I'm the 3 underscore, which is fine. 3 is my number. So yeah.
That's all you got? That's what you guys said?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make what you said.
Right, like invaluable.
Yikes. I apologize. I'm sorry about that. Do you say my apology?
That's cool. I only call World of Jingle.
I got you.
Gotcha.
You're my mess. but yeah. Oh, I do want to say, yeah, we'll probably be back. You know, it's giving like March-ish for all the visual creatures out there. We will be on the tube. We had a YouTube popping by then. Mm-hmm. Working on some merch too. Yes. You know, these are trial hoodies that we did that we're wearing right now.
I like the color. I like the green.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, we did a little.
You know,
we
coordinated it then. You know.
A little bit. That's my
song. I peeped that. I was gonna put y'all out there. I see a little chuck in there.
The
band.
This is on first.
Okay. That's okay.
And I had my fanny back first. Mm-hmm. she tried to hit the fanny.
It's only good if y'all match. I'm not going to knock y'all for matching.
But yeah, man, just listen to the podcast. Listen to the episodes. Reach out. Like, let us know if there's any ideas, anything y'all want us to talk about. And do we need to, you know, go back into further, deeper, whatever, or any people that you think we should have on the podcast. Mm. Like, yeah, all of that. Holla at us. Yeah. It is at @AIGHT_SWOBOOMI_. So boom. On Instagram, it's the same. Well, on if you go to like any, you know, where the pods are casted or whatever, just put in I. So boom.
Yeah.
Where the pods is casted.
I mean, you know, like, you got to tell the people, you know, as always we say, make sure you
drink your water and mind your business.
That's great advice. Alistair, do you want to leave the people with your stairs to greatness for this week?
Absolutely.
We
As I always sign off, my stairs to greatness this week, stairs to greatness is the place you escape to can be the same place that enslaves you. So stay present.
That's it.
You can follow me on just Instagram. Stairs to greatness. Make sure you follow our podcast page, AMB Podcast. Hey, just a heads up, I'm about to start coming back on TikTok. So,
hey.
Key, You keep an eye out there. Yeah, I'm about to get him one time.
For you about to get your Omari on your
one time for that? Yeah, 100%, 100%. Also, the MoCo area just lost I'd say a legend. I'm not gonna lie, I gotta give it to him like a legend because losing Tay as someone we went to school with, me and Bryce, that's somebody who like 100% great person, great energy, no matter what time or place you saw him. And it definitely hurt like seeing a good dude like that go. So much love to the family and condolences.
Rest in peace to Tay, man.
Also, shout out to the T-shirt Zone. This guy I met at Lids. He does custom tees, banners, signs, decals, magnets. Your logo here. Also, KDW Ray Koke. He does custom kicks. So shout out to you too. I'm networking out here. Everybody who comes up to Lids, if you want a hat embroidered, pull up. Stare got you. Everybody else, much love. As I always say to sign off, I do apologize. I was long-winded today. We are a vehicle. Y'all the wheels, and we're not going nowhere without y'all. Much appreciated. Co-host?
Appreciate it, Alistair. I don't really have too much to say as usual. Nothing profound. Pick your spots, hit your shots. You know, shoot from where it's most appropriate for you. Not everybody makes half-court shots. Sometimes you need to make layups. It's okay. You can follow me on social media. Young Tamarack on Twitter, YOUNGTAMARACK. And then on Instagram, it is Kofi Bryce _ KOFIBRYCE _. Yeah, man, if you need any video work or if you're just trying to figure out how to do some podcast shit or just whatever, bro, if you're trying to just get your media game together, holla at me. I'm down to work. I'm just trying to enhance my own skills. So. And with that being said, as always, we play music from a local artist. And this week, my boy Jay Otto just dropped his project. My favorite song on the project is Come Over featuring Omar Vassell. This has been another week of the AMB Podcast. I appreciate y'all for listening and thank y'all for coming on.
Thank you. Much love. Y'all definitely came with the energy. Game recognized game, 100%. 100%. We was pod.
Thank y'all for listening, man.
We out.
Resin got that sauce. Come over, come over. I wanna hold you so tight. Come on over, baby. I'ma give you what you want. Come over, come over. I wanna hold you so tight. Come over. I wanna hold you, feel right. Come over, come over. I wanna hold you, hold you. Come over, come over. I wanna hold you, hold you. Come on over, baby, I'ma give it what you want. Your presence is a gift, I wanna wrap you in my arms. Ain't no second guessing, baby, you're the one I want. You always go above and beyond, I love a bond. Shoot me a text when you're about to pull up. I'ma put it on you, baby, make you want fall in love. I can't get enough. My touch is so amazing. Her last man always kept her complaining. Keep her coming back, I lay it down like pavement. She like a rough, like a foul, that's flagrant. I'll do anything I can to keep her smile on your face and you holding my hand. Come over. I wanna hold you so tight. Come over. I wanna hold you, feel right. Come over, come over. I wanna hold you, hold you. Come over, come over. I wanna hold you, hold you.
See it in your eyes that you want this wine. Girl, come over and give me mine. Looking like a snack, more like a entree. Make me fall in love the way your hips sway. Want it. Show me something. Feel energizer, hips hypnotizer. Want exerciser, making me riser. Girl, relax, just open up. I wanna give you all my love. She begging me to my shit up. Girl, I want you to
come over. I wanna hold you so tight. Come over. I wanna hold you. Feel right. Come over, come over.